Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with the Top Third Ag Market and closing grain comments for Tuesday, January 16th. After last night's opening, we saw a little bit of strength across the board there. Markets tried to move higher. That held through most of the evening. And then after a brief pop higher this morning, markets sold off pretty heavily in the corn and especially the wheat. Beans sold off as well, but were able to recover and were the only of the three that finished in positive territory. Let's take a look at corn. We had March finished down 3.5 cents at 443.5, put in a low today at 442, which was a penny above Friday's low, coming in at 441. So that held. December corn finished down 4.5 cents at 477.25. Low today, 476.25. That matched Friday, 76.25 low there. We've got the fund short almost 240,000 contracts of corn. USDA announced a sale this morning, 126,700 metric tons of corn to Mexico. Taking a look at beans, we had March finish the day up 3 cents at 1227.25, had a low of 20.75, which was well above Friday's low of 03. November beans finished down 0.25 cent, 1201.25. We had a low of 1196.5 today. Friday's low was 1186. So again, soybeans unable to take out yesterday's lows. Corn held or matched those lows. Wheat, a different story. We had March Chicago finished down 14 cents at 582. That took out Friday's low. March Kansas City finished down 13.75 cents, 601.5, taking out Friday's low as well. Taking a look at fund positions, we've got, again, in the corn, fund short between 230 and 240,000 contracts. They're a pretty large chunk there for this time of year. That's really the only friendly news we've got in the corn market at this point. Wheat market, funds are short about 60,000 contracts in Chicago, about 37,000 in Kansas City. And in the beans, funds are short about 40,000 there. U.S. dollar weighing on wheat prospects today, up 99 ticks at 103.15. Crude oil down 39 cents a barrel at 72.29. And the Dow Jones at this point trading down about 350 points. So again, after Friday's bearish news in the grain markets, a little bit of follow-through in the corn, some strong follow-through in the wheat and beans able to hold their own there. Ag Rural came out, dropped their Brazilian corn soybean production estimate, rather, down 9 million metric tons from 159.1 down to 151. So we've got a lot of privates with lesser and lesser production estimates coming out of Brazil. We'll have to see how much of that is priced into the market and then how much damage actually will be discovered as we get through harvest. That's all I have for today. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.